USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Subway passengers in central China were left scrambling inside flooded train cars on Tuesday, trapped up to their necks in rising water as record-breaking rains devastated parts of Hunan Province in eastern China. At least 12 people have been confirmed dead in Zhengzhou after nearly 8 inches of rain fell in 1 hour on Tuesday. Life expectancy in the United States fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials said is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. More than 3.3 million Americans died last year, far more than any other year in U.S. history, with COVID-19 accounting for about 11% of those deaths. The United States military on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against terrorist militants in Somalia. The airstrike targeted Shabab fighters in the city of Galkayo, northeast of Mogadishu. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Coalition for Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition drive to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yochel Mekam of the Coalition of Jewish Values said, Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham.
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately. They grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Perseids meteor showers continue tonight through August 24th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As Democrats push a multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure bill without any written words on paper, Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer on Fox News weighs in on the highly irregular procedure.
This is a perfect example of what's wrong with Congress. What's going to happen today is Senator Schumer is going to force the Senate to vote on a bill that hasn't even been written and give him the authority to proceed and draft the bill that no one knows what's going to be in it. And, you know, the American people are sick and tired of this. This is something that I've seen more and more over my 4.5 years in Congress. The leadership, the Democrat leadership, continues to go down this road. We've seen this before with Nancy Pelosi and the Obamacare bill that's been so devastating on our healthcare system. And now they're trying to do it with a so-called infrastructure bill that we all know is going to have things in there like amnesty and Green New Deal policies and probably some type of legislation to change the labor law. So it's bad policy, and it's just very disappointing to see Chuck Schumer do this.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diets. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.